Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Parshas Tazriya Mitzrayah. The Chidah actually calls this Haftarah, not Haftarah's Mitzrayah, but Haftarah's Tahara. He doesn't want to say the name Mitzrayah, so he says Haftarah's Tahara. The Haftarah begins and tells us about a story of four Mitzurahim who were Chutz Lamachne, and a Nes happened through them. They were the witness to a tremendous Nes when the armies of Aram ran away. And they informed Bnei Yisrael how Yeshua had happened. So the pasuk says, "Naftari begins va'arba'a anashim hayu mitzrayim pesach hashar." There were four men who were mitzrayim, and they were by the gate, the entrance of the gate of the city. They were outside; they couldn't come inside. And the story tells us, Navi tells us a story about what happened with them. We'll see a little bit, Mitzrayim. Who are these four people? So the Gemara and Masechta Saita. Daf Mem Zayin says the Gemara, "Arba Anoshim Hoy Mitzrayim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ze Gechazi Ushloishes Banav." This is Gechazi and his three sons. And the Farsha bring this over here in Pesukim in the Navi. So we would like to bring a couple of proofs from the Mefarshim we today share. How do we know who these four people were? How did Chazal know? What's the raya? This was Gechazi and his sons. Could be there was a Mesira, but is there also rayas from the Pesuk himself? So I'd like to bring you a couple. Some of what I will say today is from the Sefer HaDvarim HaNemarim Be'emes and some other Mefarshim also. So, Mekeves HaMishnah Al HaTayra, in his Pirush of Taira, he brings a very nice shot that the four people, what do they say? The Pasuk continues and they say, "Vayomu Ish El Re'ehu." They said to each other, "Ma Anachnu Yoishvim Poi Admasnu. Why are we going to stay here until we die? Why should we stay here until the day we die? Let's go do something. Let's take care of it. Like we'll see soon." So he says, "What's the lashon ad masnu until we die? Who says? Who says it'll be till you die? Maybe you'll do tshuva, or maybe you know something will happen, and your tzaras will go away. What makes you so sure that you're going to be having tzaras and you're going to be chutz l'machne until the day that you die?" So the only answer we can give is that this must be those same people that already were told by Elisha in earlier when Elisha got upset at Gehazi for the Chil Hashem and the story with Naaman. So he told him, "Tzaras Naaman Tidbak Bechav with Aracha La'ilam, you and your children will have tzaras forever." So therefore they knew that nothing's going to help them and they're not going to be able to get rid of their tzaras. So it's a raya that it's Gehazi Ubanov. That's the Mekeves Mishnah Al-Tayah. Similarly, the Sefer Karim HaTzvi says, why are these people sitting there in Shomron with Tzaras? There is someone who takes care of Tzaras. Elisha. Elisha, we know, and this is Haftarah of Tazria, which we don't read this year. Elisha was so famous for taking care of Tzaras that this girl told Naaman in Aram, told his Goyish king, that everybody knows if you have Tzaras, which Naaman had, there's a Jewish big tzaddik, a holy man, Ish Kadosh, in Eretz Yisrael, who heals people from Tzaras. So he was so famous for taking care of Tzaras that even in Chutz La'aretz people knew about it. So why these four guys wanted to go to Elisha and ask him to take care of it? The answer is these four guys are the only ones who Elisha is not going to help, because Elisha already gave him a klala as an einish that they're going to have tzaras forever. And that's why they didn't go to Elisha. So it must be, otherwise they would have gone to him. It must be that it was Gehazi Ubanav. So that's the second proof. The Sefer Zivchei Ephraim, and very, very similar, the Tzavarei Shalom from the Chidah brings from the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, tells us, on the pasuk Badad Yeshiv, the Gemara darshins Shelo Yeshiv Tamei Acher Imoy. Badad Yeshiv means the Mitzayra has to be alone, and he cannot sit with other Tmeim. He doesn't sit with a Zav, he doesn't sit with a Tamei Meis, he doesn't sit with any other type of Tamei. He has to be by himself. But it's Mashma that if so, this Mitzayra is allowed to sit with other Mitzrayim. He doesn't have to be alone. He can be with other Mitzrayim. The whole dark drush of the Gemara is he shouldn't sit with other other types of tmeim, and the chidah actually brings a taris kehanim that says beferish mutter leishev imam. He lasts it with other mitzrayim. On the other hand, we find that the Gemara tells us, and Rashi brings this in the parasha, that why badad yeshev? Because he was mavla ben ishle ishtai, between man and his friend. He made fights, he caused people to be alone. So mida kenege mida, he has to be alone. If so, he shouldn't be out this extra another mitzayra. So the truth is, it really depends. If someone got harassed because he spoke lashon hara, then he absolutely, the right thing for him to do is, maybe it's mutter for him to sit with others up yalacha, but the right thing al derech hamusar is to sit by himself, contemplate about what was done, and do tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch will take away his saras. So what are these four guys doing sitting with each other? So we can say it in two ways. The way the Chidah says it is, these people knew that nothing's going to help them. They're stuck with it forever, like we said before. There's no reason for each one to sit by himself, be misbited. They gave up. He said, we're stuck with it forever, because Elisha cursed us. That's one way of saying it, so it must be, it was Gechaz Yubanov. Or the way the Zifchi Ephraim says it, is the Gemara says in Erechin, that there's seven Averis which cause Tzaras. The most famous, of course, is Lashon Hara, but the six other ones that the Gemara mentions. And the Gemara has a Makar for each one, and one of them is Shvu Ashav, and the Gemara says, that Gechaz Yubanov got punished for Shvu Ashav. So, if their Avera was Shvu Ashav, then they don't need to be bothered literally even from each other because they caused fights between man and his friend. They just need to be away from the other Mitzrayim. So it was a Raya, if they four sitting together, it must be that they weren't Nechshol in Lashon Hara. So what was it? Shvu Ashav? Oh, it's probably the story of Gechazi Ubanov. The Chidah and the Dubna Magi, B'Shem Namaskal Leison, we'll see a little, slight little difference, have a deek in our first pasuk of Naftar itself, of itself. Arba Anashim, the four men, Hayu Mitzrayim, they were Mitzrayim, Pesach Hashar, by the gate, by the entrance of the gate of the city. So, the deek is, this is a Kasha Imshat, Ha'ar Imshat, pasuk should really have said, of Arba Anashim Mitzrayim, the four men who were Mitzrayim, Hayu Pesach Hashar, they were by the entrance of the city. Hayu Mitzrayim, they were Mitzrayim. Four people that were Mitzrayim were by the word Hayu should have been written afterwards. So here we have two ways of saying it. What it's coming to say. Dubin and Magid, B'Shem, the masculine Asin says, Hayu means to say, Hayu Mitzrayim, they all became Mitzrayim together. Plus it's telling you, Hayu Mitzrayim, all four, was one event which made all four come Mitzrayim. Usually, each person individually, for whatever Aveira he did, becomes a Mitzrayim. What could have caused four people together to become a Mitzrayah? Oh, that must be the story with Elisha, who cursed Gehazi and his sons. So that's one way. The Chidah in Tzavarei Shalom, he says, is with the same diuk of Hayu, but he says, Hayu means it's going to be in them forever. Hayu, this is something which is going to stay, became the Metzias, and this Saras is a Saras which will never go away. We would like to share with you also today two mehalchim from Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz and Avos Yonason. Okay, the first one, which the Chidah also brings in a Sefer Nechos Sarik, B'Shem Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz, is these four people, where are they sitting? Pesach HaShar, sitting by the entrance of the gate. What's a Shar? So Rabbi Yonason brings with a tremendous Bekiyas that Shar is always a Makam Taira. The Mashal says in Tilim, Ki Yidabu is Oyevim Bashar, the Chazal Darshan, that originally the Oyevim are two people that are learning with each other, they get very upset at each other over a Shtikl Taira, till they become Oyevim. But Shar, obviously Oyevim Bashar, but Shar is a place for learning Taira. Shar is a Makam Taira, where all the time Beis Din is called, in the Taira, it's called Shar Ha'ir. Allah is you do skila by the shar ear or the nidam of shar. The shar is the makam taira. In Eicha it says skinim bishar shavas. The skinim weren't able to be in the shar anymore by the makam taira. So he says, he brings it to the medrash that says zois tia taira asamit taira, that by being oisik with taira, tzaras gets healed. Tremendous chiddush. Zois tia taira asamit taira, the schus ha taira. Saras can go. Someone that Saras is Isaac with Tyre will take care of it. Now these four people were being Isaac Gatayr. Must be that these four being Isaac Gatayr, why didn't they go away? So Rabbi Yechon, it must be that they had a call from Elisha that their tzaras will never go away. So that's another raya that it was Gechazi Ubanov. Rabbi Yechon brings another raya, another pshat in the Gemara, how we know that it was Gechazi Ubanov. He says, this is really a whole separate topic, maybe we'll speak about it one time. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that why was Omri, the father of Achav, Zechit, become Melech Yisrael? He was the Melech Yisrael before Achav. Why was he Zechit Melech Yisrael? So the Gemara says because he, says a Navi, he built a city. He added a city to Klal Yisrael. Which city? He built Shimron. The city of Shimron was built by Omri. Well, if so, then why do these four people have to be outside the city Shimron? The whole din of being Chutz L'Machaneh is only this was a new city. And it says in Seches Kalim that Mitzrayim have to be, if it's a Ir Chaim from time of Yeshua Menun. So Kitzur, this Kasha, which is again a topic in itself, a lot of Tzavutzim on this Kasha. Kasha is that these four Mitzrayim are Chutz L'Machaneh. They do not have to be Chutz L'Machaneh because this was a new city. It's not a city. It was Mukul Chaimah for the time of Yeshua Menun. So this Teretz, everybody says, a gear to the proof of Gechazi Yubanov. So he says, really, because Baruch Hu promised already Klal Yisrael, Kol Amachla Shasamti Mitzrayim L'Asam Alach. And then the Torah goes along and says, V'samti Neged Tzaras. So he says, beautiful, tremendous Chiddush, that there's two types of Tzaras. There's Tzaras of the Torah, Parshas Tzaviyah Mitzrayah, and there's Tzaras, which is commonly known as leprosy. But they're not really the same. Maybe some of the symptoms look the same, but they're not really the same. He says, Naaman was a guy. How did he get Tzaras? Tzaras is a gift for Klal Yisrael. We're not zechet to it nowadays to help us do tshuva. Where in the world is Naaman getting Tzaras from? See, tiny is that Naaman didn't have the Tzaras, the Parshas Tzaviyah Mitzrayah. Naaman had leprosy. Now, leprosy is contagious. But Tzaras of Tzaviyah Mitzrayah, according to most Pishayim, it was not contagious. Actually, the Avnezer says, Badad Yeshav, because it's contagious. But most Shaynim, this Shikwa Ibrahim at least is not learning like that. It says that the Tzavas of Tazriyam and Tzair is not contagious. Naaman had a leprosy, and it's called with the same name as in Lashon Mushal, it's called also Tzaras. And he went to Elisha, and Elisha took care of his situation of leprosy. But when Gechazi Ubanov were given a klala to have the Tzaras of Naaman, so which Tzaras did they end up getting? They got the Tzaras of leprosy, which is a contagious situation. So in a chanami, Shimron, there's no din to go out of the city. There's no din they have to go out of the city. But in Shimron, there is a, people weren't interested in having these four Mitzrayim around because they were contagious. So they were sent out of the city. And that's why these four Mitzrayim were able, we could add, that's able to be together. It wasn't, we'll go back to the other pshat, that's why these four Mitzrayim were able to be together because they don't really have a din Tzaira that they have to be Chutz L'Machaneh. Just Pasha, they were kicked out of the city. The Mela, says he raised in Abishis, we could answer, they said, what should we do? The Pasha continues in Naftair and says, should we go into the city? No, there's a hunger there. You're not going to eat food. What do you mean go into the city? There's no tzad for you to go into the city. You're Chutz L'Machaneh. No, there is a tzad for them to go into the city because really there's no din that they have to be Chutz L'Machaneh. People are sitting and die anyway. Maybe they'll go inside. Anyone's going to die, so the contagious issue doesn't matter. Al Kapanen, there was no din for them to be inside the city. So the Gemara says, Arba Nashim, Hayu Mitzrayim, Pesach Hashar. So the Rishon and Abishai says they're discussing even going into the city. It must be, like we said, Shimron, there's no din Chutz L'Machaneh. It's just that they had some type of contagious, similar to Taras, sickness. So who is this? Says the Gemara. This must be Gechazi Ubanov, who were known that they got the Tzaras of Naaman, which is a Goyish Tzaras, regular leprosy, was put on them. So to summarize, the Gemara says that these four are Gechazi Ubanov. What's the Makar? So we said a number of ideas. Either the Lashon Admasnu, they knew they're going to have it until they die, or why don't they go to Elisha? We said that the drasha of the chida of the Torah didn't help them, the shahr didn't help them. We we said the Lashon Hayu, either all four had become together, or Hayu, it was something which was going to be attached to them forever. We said the fact that these four were sitting together, either it shows it wasn't for Lashon Hara B'chlal, or they knew that the tshuva of Isbayadus wouldn't help them. And we said this last pshat of that if they were discussing, if they were kicked out of Shomron, which is not Imruk Chaim, and they're discussing going inside, it must be, it wasn't the halachic tzaras, it's a different type of tzaras, which only Gechaz the Yubanav had. We'll just finish. We said so many beautiful pshatim just now, amongst the many more which there are, how we know it was Gechaz the Yubanav. Why is it not Beferish in the Pasuk? Why doesn't it say Beferish in the Pasuk? Gechaz the Yubanav. Why does it say Arba Anashim? So, Zalman Saraskim, the Sefer Aznayim L'Tayra, says the Gemara says on Hedjan Daf Kuvav that David HaMelech did not want to say over Halacha the shame Dayig Adami because he was a Rasha. So this Halacha, which he said, he didn't say B'Shemayim. There's always a need to say David B'Shem Oymer, maybe Gula La'ilam. He didn't want to say B'Shem Dayig Adami because he was a Rasha. Now, the Gemara, very famous Gemara in Akrinus, the Gemara says, Ra'av Be'ir, it's famous now because of Magayfa also, the Gemara says, Ra'av Be'ir, if there's a hunger in the city, Pazer Raglecha, get out of the city. And the Gemara learns from the Pesukim, we didn't have Tyre when they said, we have to run away, let's run to Aram, let's run anywhere. Let's just go because there's a hunger. We have to even put ourselves possibly in danger because of this hunger. So this halacha, which is learned from Gichas Yubanov. So if so, why didn't the Navi write it B'Shem Omer? Why doesn't it say their names? Teretz says because must be that this person was a Rasha. Whoever taught us this halacha were Rishayim. And like David Amel doesn't want to say David B'Shem Omer when it's a Rasha. So it must be also these were Rishayim. So who was it? That was Gechaz Yubanov, and Tyre Dafi doesn't want to write their names. Shmake, Shat, and Makar, for how we know that it was Gechaz Yubanov. The Chavis.